Now the governor's plan to fight climate change. He wants to raise $1 billion for that fight through increased excise taxes on property sales. But as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, it's facing resistance from people in the real estate industry.
Whenever you sell property in Massachusetts, the state makes you pay an excise tax. On a $500,000 home, that comes out to just under $2,300. But now Governor Baker wants to increase that tax to raise another $137 million each year for the purpose of strengthening the state's defenses against climate change. Here's Baker after announcing the measure last week.
It's pretty clear that climate change is starting to have a very significant impact on our communities, on their infrastructure, and this is a way for us to protect people's property and to protect community property.
Local realtors disagree with that approach. They say added taxes means added financial burdens. Ryan Castle is CEO of the Cape Cod and Islands Association of Realtors.
Anytime you add a tax, it's going to make things more expensive. And housing in Massachusetts doesn't need to get artificially more expensive at this time. What you also find is for the Cape, it's going to really impact seniors.
The bill to raise money to address climate change follows a report released this week, which estimates coastal property owners in Massachusetts have lost roughly $270 million in appreciation over the last 12 years. That's due to flooding issues. Matthew Eby of First Street Foundation, which put out the report, feels torn. On the one hand, higher taxes could protect property values. On the other, taxes can make an already high-priced real estate market even less affordable.
That's why I'm calling it Catch-22, because it's really limited funds, where's the biggest impact, and then how do you make those decisions, knowing one is a future-facing problem and it's going to get you. It's just a matter of when.
Baker's proposal is tied to the state's Municipal Vulnerability Preparedness Initiative, for which dozens of communities are assessing infrastructure needs facing the uncertain world of climate change. New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell says higher taxes to fix and build seawalls, for example, would be worth it.
We're more prone to flooding than we used to be. Our beaches have eroded and our seawalls need to be shored up. That costs real dollars. And look, it's incumbent upon us, to do these things so that future generations can be, better protected against rising sea levels.
And Mitchell already has a project in mind, a seawall on New Bedford's southern peninsula, one that serves as a barrier between a sewer main and a rising ocean. The state might not pay for the whole thing, Mitchell says, but some new resiliency funds could help. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.